Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing poker on to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show. On a Wednesday. Welcome to the show. So what an uneventful NFL trade deadline day yesterday for Dolphins fans. I know it happened, you know, live while we were on the program, but it was boring. Nothing really happened. I saw Mike McDaniel said today at his media availability that there was nothing compelling to make them make a move. So the line for Sunday has settled in at Dolphins 9-point home underdogs. And this is going to be the, you know, until changes are made or whatever, this is the roster and this is what they're going to be doing. I'm actually checking to see if it's still 9 for Sunday, which isn't enough for me, by the way.
No, not at all.
I don't know what would be. I think
14.
Yeah, 14. I'd start to think 14 and a half. I'd start to think about it. But man, yeah. I am. Yeah, it's 9. Settled in at 9.
And actually thinking about it, I thought about this. I think Mike McDaniel has to prove something. The offense got to rolling last week, so the offense can play well. Defensively, going against Josh Allen, that Buffalo offense that can go, and you lost one of your pass rushers, and your secondary's beat up, and your secondary wasn't good healthy. I think an over might be something good, but yeah, a win is out of the picture.
I don't know. I like all the things you just mentioned. I could do it the other way.
Well, I think he's saying the over is coming mostly from Buffalo, but also an offense that Mike McDaniel can get super cutesy because what the hell's the difference now?
And he had, like, everybody knows it's his offense. So he's on the hot seat. My GM just got fired. I need to put some
Actually,
damn points on
you want to know
board.
What the over-under is? You guys know?
It's 92. I don't know. They F me every time I do something like
it's
this.
It's 50. See, I thought it was going to be like 44. That's what I, in my head, 50. See, 50's, that's a lot, man.
It's a lot of points. They do it to me every time.
Mm. Oh, Buffalo's, but, yeah, Mike, Buffalo's defense stinks. I mean, they held the Chiefs at 21 points, which is impressive. But overall, like, that defense stinks, and they made no trades in terms of like what people thought they were going to be super active at the deadline because, right, you know, Josh Allen's window maximized it. They didn't really bring in anybody at the deadline.
But Solana, that Buffalo front four gave the Chiefs hell. And the Chiefs have a decent old line. And Patrick Mahomes got hit more times in that game, I think, than he has in the last 3 years in a game, quarterback pressures. Tua doesn't move enough, I don't think.
Let's see what we got here. And then this uneventful trade deadline day yesterday culminated with the Panthers losing in Anaheim. Do you know the Panthers have the fewest points of any team in the Eastern Conference?
Yep.
I was looking at the standings. Hey, they literally have the fewest points of any team in the Eastern Conference.
That's not good.
No. I mean, it's very early on. They're, you know, like a point behind the third, you know. Like, I mean, it's early on. But it is, they're losing games that they would win in the past, and this is kind of, I almost thought last season was going to play out this way, where it was just like so much hockey and so much action that you start sluggish. They never really did last season. They are this season, but they're also dealing with massive injuries.
Yeah, but Bob started yesterday. You give up 7 goals. Come on.
The end goals came at the end. Like, because wasn't it like 3-2 in the third period? Didn't it end like, or wasn't it 2-2 going in the third period? I know they ended up 7-3, right?
No, it was 4-3 going into the final period, and then Anaheim scored 3 unanswered in the third, but still like 4 goals in the first 2 periods. I heard Tobin saying, I didn't get to watch the entire game, but I heard Tobin saying most of the goals early on were just like rebounds, and they just were able to tap them in off Bob's saves. But, I mean, you gave up 7 goals, Hawk. You gave up 7 goals.
Right, but, I mean, if 2 of those were empty netters, they gave up 5 goals. So that's all I'm saying. I don't know if they were empty netters because I think I was asleep by the time the game ended. I think I was asleep. I feel like I watched the entire game, but I think I was asleep.
Asia and myself went to breakfast this morning in Santa Monica. Guess what I saw on the way to Santa Monica?
What'd you
see? Anaheim sign.
I thought maybe you saw the almonds. I thought maybe you saw the cherry Slurpee almonds.
I said, look at these warlocks that knew I was close to Anaheim.
Look at how close you are to Canada. That is crazy.
They have signs this far south.
Hey, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Zach Gelb is going to join us today. Jim Larinaga is going to join us today. We have another pair of Heat Cavs tickets to give away today. So right before we were going on the air, I don't know if you remember, when we went to Tucker Duke's to get the Hockman burgers, me and you and Aronde and Twan Russell and Appel and the Ticket Wizard, were you there, Jimmy?
Yes, I was there.
All right, I saw that look on your face. That's right. You got a plain burger. That's why, admittedly, I forgot. You got a plain burger. He was like, I was saying names, and he was like, his eyes kept getting bigger and bigger.
That's the day he met Journey, isn't it?
So Journey is one of the waitresses. One of the other servers there / chefs, her name is Crystal. I don't know if you remember Crystal Crowder. She came out. She took pictures with everybody. Crystal is super nice. I got a text from Crystal today. I don't ever hear from Crystal. I got a text from Crystal today, and she said, would you do me a huge favor? Could you share this for me? And her family is from Jamaica. She's Jamaican. Mm. Her dad is still in Jamaica. She had not heard from her dad since the hurricane hit. And she finally heard from him yesterday. She had texted me a GoFundMe. And what she texted me when I was asking, oh, that's your family, that's the home, your dad. She said, I heard from him for the first time yesterday since the storm. For just a moment, he had to get to another town to get to a Starlink connection. But to hear him say he lost everything made my heart cry. But on the bright side, he still has life. And I said, okay, we're going to rally some support for you today. And she said, that would mean so much. It means everything. So I'm setting the table here. I'm going to tweet out this GoFundMe from Crystal. Crystal is, again, one of the nicest ladies. If you go to Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach,
yes,
Crystal is always smiling. She, I believe, cooks the Hochman burgers. Because I know the first time I had gone there, she actually made it for me. So Crystal is super nice, but she's Jamaican and her family needs help. And they're not asking for a ton on the GoFundMe. I think it was like $700 is all they were looking for, I think. I'll share it, but
share it, brother.
So I'm going to put it on Twitter, and I'm hoping the listeners, and I'll remind everybody throughout the show that maybe we can do something nice, because she is going to go to Jamaica in a few days, and she'd like to have some money and some supplies to bring her dad and her family there. So they reside in Castle Mountain, Westmoreland, Jamaica. So obviously the island and certain parts of it just were completely devastated by Hurricane Melissa. And so you'll see on the GoFundMe. But I'm going to, during the commercial break, if you'll remind me, Jimmy or Solana, I want to see if we can rally the troops and help out Crystal, who is so good to us every time we're at Tucker Duke's. Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
So the Dolphins do fill up the 53-man roster spot that Jalen Phillips is no longer using. He's on another team. They went out and they poached Andre Carter II. He's an outside linebacker from Detroit's practice squad today. So the Dolphins didn't really make any trades after JP, but that's a trade. That's an acquisition.
A signing.
If you're looking
something
for one.
It's a game changer, but it's a signing.
Is his dad the old Andre Carter? Because he was a good defensive end.
I think it is.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a couple just quick notes. I know we don't want to harp on this too much because we spent some time on it yesterday. The Dolphins were expecting a haul of picks for Jalen Waddle. They didn't get it. But according to Jeremy Fowler, several teams, including the Steelers, the Giants, and we knew about the Broncos yesterday, tried to trade for Jalen Waddle, or at least expressed interest, and, it just didn't work out. Dolphins were asking for too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Crowder says when he's going to buy a car, and they go, well, how much do you want to pay for this? And he goes, I want to pay $5. So they go, what are you willing to give us for Waddle? I'm willing to give you a $6. And they go, well, we're looking for $1. And they go, I'm going to check with another team.
Then you say a $4. Then they say a $3. Then you don't negotiate it out, man.
But if you're only fixated on a $1, you don't really have many places to go. It's 6, 1, 5, 1, 4, 1.
Hey, I hate this negotiation.
Yeah, at some point, they're just going to beat it.
By the way, Tobin texts me, no empty netters, 7 clean on Bobby, 5 unanswered after the 3-2 lead.
Sorry, I was trying to support Bobrovsky, Tobin. I'm sorry you hate the guy and want to see him run out of town.
Oh, goodness.
Tobin won't even be donating to Crystal, I bet.
Oh, my God.
No, I actually meant thank you for the update, Tobin, because I didn't see the end of the game and I didn't know.
It is funny that we started the show off with a Panthers hockey discussion after none of us watched
right.
the game.
Well, all I did was see the point total, and I was like, huh, that doesn't strike me as good news if you're a Panthers fan. But Tobin, if you're listening, one of the other things I was trying to rally support, because Tobin does the Game Day Uncensored show with Solana, and when the Dolphins are in Spain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They kick off at 9:30 a.m. Well, this Game Day Uncensored show is supposed to be 4 hours, and they're taking the lazy way out. They're going to start at 7 a.m., the pregame show that morning.
What is that?
And I am of firm belief that Tobin you know, I'm sure he expects the best out of Bobrovsky. He's ready to throw him right under the bus for seven goals. You know, what's fair is fair. I don't want to see Tobin mailing it in either. And so for my money that morning, I'd like to hear Game Day Uncensored start at 5:30.
I'm on Solana, 16 games, 4 hours. I used to have the contract.
No, I think it's a great plan. Tobin should start at 5:30, and I'll meet him at 7:30. I think it's a great plan. Genuinely, I do. Yeah, oh, you want to bring up your contract with Game Day Uncensored? Because I produced the last couple years of that. I remember a couple, my charger's not working, Solana. Where can I get a charger?
That was a good gig. That was the Kawhi Leonard affinity gig or whatever the whatever that tree planting company was.
I'm begging. I'm begging. Dono to hop on with K-Rod for 2 hours while Crowder finds a charger.
Yeah, you know why Odyssey went bankrupt? Because Crowder's pregame contract.
I was in Vegas. It's far walk to get a charger in Vegas. And there's roulette tables everywhere. How can I walk fast? 11 hit three times. I'm going to walk right past that table.
So, you know what I did watch yesterday? It's these Bulls. Because Hawk has us all betting Giddy double-doubles. And Josh Giddy got a triple-double yesterday. We talked about maybe betting that. Maybe the play, Hawk, here is Giddy double-doubles and big Vuzazip. Vucevic.
Vuzazip.
Double-doubles as well, parlaying that. But this Matas Buzelis, like, you got to stop. Burn the sweater. He's trash.
No.
Cost us a parlay yesterday. Cost us a parlay.
They had a 24-point comeback against the 6-1 Sixers. It was a remarkable game. I mean, a remarkable game. And Buzelis was not trash. He just wasn't doing. I don't know what got into Josh Giddy. Josh Giddy is in the MVP conversation. He is averaging a double-double. He's one assist away from averaging a triple-triple.
Yep.
Triple-double.
Triple-triple.
Triple-triple.
Goodness.
Have you
gracious.
Ever seen someone average a triple-triple? It's almost mathematically impossible.
That's your McDonald's order? A triple-triple?
I was thinking of Crowder out in L.A. Oh, I was thinking about going to In-N-Out for a triple-triple.
This man is going crazy.
It's ridiculous what he's doing. And he's like, I always say it's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jefferson, Jefferson, Jefferson. And my son was pointing out yesterday, like, Coby White is the guy who's really going to run the offense when he gets out there. But I don't know if I would take the ball out of Giddy's hands.
Like, he's averaging a triple-double.
Like,
double.
Do you change it up? I mean.
No. Hell no. It's like the thing with Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett.
He just won.
I was going to ask Coach Larrañaga, like, you're only seven games into the season. Coby White's a really good ball player, and you have a concept for what the offense is going to look like. But Josh Giddy is going mad. Do you change that up? I don't know.
It's the same question you're having here with Tyler Hero, is
right?
It not? Hey, Tyler Hero's coming back from injury, but the Heat are playing this free-flowing style of offense. Is it going to work? What
right,
do you change?
Like, if the ball has to be in his hands, then it's not going to be in everyone. Like,
right.
it's a really interesting question. Obviously, the Bulls, the Heat, they can't keep up the pace, I don't think, for an entire season. But at the beginning, when they're back and when they're healthy, do you immediately change it up because that was the original plan, or do you just kind of ride with what's working?
Man, ride the horse until it gets tired.
Kind of how I feel. Josh Giddy, by the way, last night for the Bulls, had his second consecutive triple-double. He had won the previous game. He's the first Chicago Bull to do that since Michael Jordan.
I'm about to say, I could have guessed that one.
Pretty good company.
That's crazy. That's a crazy stat.
Pretty good company. That's ridiculous.
Josh Giddy being named in the same conversation as Michael Jordan in Chicago when they're 6-1.
I'm starting to think that my ranking of all-time Chicago Bulls goes Giddy, Derrick Rose, MJ, Charles Oakley.
Is that list that impressive? Because who else tells boring-ass stories? They could be on a Jordan list.
Unbelievable. I will not relitigate what happens to be the greatest segment of television since the Sopranos finale.
My Aunt Judy can paint a boring story, boy. Her and MJ, man, they're the best.
Did MJ do a segment last night? I truthfully didn't watch much of that NBC coverage.
I cannot stop watching the Bulls broadcasts on their regional sports network because Stacey King, it's Wayne Randazzo play-by-play, but Stacey King is the best analyst aside from John Crotty in the association.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. You sent me a couple videos last night.
Because first of all, you know, I used to watch Stacey King when I used to go to Bulls games as a kid. Stacey King was on the Bulls. He's got my sensibilities, my age group. So he does the, it's the big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming, Elizabeth. I mean, that's Sanford and Son. It's such a great line. I don't know if it resonates with the younger viewers, but yeah, he is just, he is in his bag. It reminds me of our show. Because Wayne Randazzo's this white guy, and so then they do a sponsorship in the middle of the game from State Farm or Nationwide, and Wayne Randazzo's supposed to say it, and Stacey King always cuts him off and says, no. Nationwide is on your side. He's like, you've got no soul, Wayne. How long have we been working together? You've got no soul. I got to get this out of you by the time we're done working together. Like, and then I saw on his Twitter, someone's like, because he's really amazing. Like, his analysis on the game, like, he knows what's about to happen. There was a mismatch yesterday with Vooch, someone small on the set. And he's like, Vooch has to start going right at, boom, Vooch is going right at that guy. And someone tweeted at Stacey King, they're like, why are you not on the bench next to Billy Donovan? And he goes, because I love my night job. And he does. He just loves broadcasting the games.
Yeah. Hell with that coaching.
Hell with that coaching, man.
So the Heat tonight, they play in Denver. They have not beaten the Denver Nuggets, I think, in our lifetime.
They're 9.5-point underdogs tonight in Denver.
You want to guess what Nikola Jokic, who's averaging a triple-double, remember he started 4 straight triple-doubles.
Let me know when he's averaging a triple-triple.
If somebody could get there, it's him.
He's plus 100 to get a triple-double tonight.
That's crazy. Because even last night, I didn't bet the Giddy double-double because it was minus 175. Giddy triple-double was like plus 350.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's insane. Like, triple-doubles should be plus 800, plus 1,000, unless you're Russell Westbrook the one season. You know what I mean? To be even money to get a triple-double is ridiculous.
Triple doubles are becoming 60-yard field goals. It is what it is.
I guess so.
Bam, triple double, plus 3,000.
Right. I mean, that's a normal triple double number.
Yeah. Are they going to put Khalil Ware on Big Boy? Because that's going to be ugly.
Well, we didn't even talk about it yesterday, but you guys know Spo didn't start Khalil Ware the other night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He went Norm and Pelle Larsen in the starting lineup and didn't start Khalil Ware.
What do they need to see out of him? I don't get it, Solana. I keep saying he hates him, but it has to be more.
Every now and then you have to flex a little. That's it. Every now with any of your relationships, you gotta flex a little every now and then. Spo flexed on Khalil Ware.
No, but what Spo's doing isn't wrong, man. You're 7 feet and you get pushed around by guys who are half your size and smaller than you. And when you're that size, you have to impose your will against people, and he constantly is getting pushed around. They're just sick of him. Like, they have a short leash because they're sick of him going out there and not playing the brand of basketball that the Heat pride themselves in, which is, like, the toughest competitors. And he's consistently getting pushed around by guys who are smaller than him. And his plus-minus is terrible when he's out there.
When you bring up size, don't say size, say height. He's built like the wiggly arm man at
the car dealer.
I'm not saying he's got to be Shaq.
He's thin as a rail.
I'm not saying he's got to be Shaq. I'm just saying you're out there. You should be dominating the glass. You're 7 feet. Your wingspan is 8. Go dominate the glass. And he doesn't. He doesn't dominate the glass. So I still think he should start, by the way. But I do think, like, there's part of it
you
that's true.
You think whatever Spo thinks. I've done this show long enough with you. Whatever Spo thinks is what you think.
No, I think he should start. I think they should. They have to make it work.
If he doesn't start again for next 2 games, do you still think he should start?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think he should start.
So you take issue with Spo's coaching decisions early in the season?
Right now, I don't like what Spo's doing.
You're taking issue with his coaching decisions?
Because we need to know. Hey, is Khalil Ware, is this Khalil Ware Bam thing going to work? Because if not, ship him to Memphis and bring me John Morant.
Wow. Solana, host of Preheat, is demanding they trade Khalil Ware. This is shocking news. If Barry Jackson is listening, this is shocking news. All right, anything else? Because Zach Gelb is going to join us. And I really do, I'm going to tweet out this link to the GoFundMe for Crystal from Tucker Dukes for her family in Jamaica. Mark Hockman on Twitter.
Triple triple on OnlyFans. Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems.
Knew I had heard of it somewhere.
Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. It's a cloudy day in El Portal. Hey, there's a cold front coming to Miami.
Next week, man.
Next week, it's supposed to get cold. Like
in 30s. The
40s. 30s,
yeah,
40s.
Crazy cold. What? Crazy Don't. Cold next week.
Don't let your animals outside. That
That's
kind
right.
of cold?
Like cold, like cover the plants cold.
Like double briefs cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got to take this property tax down if that's coming.
All right. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. We have Heat tickets to give away today. I'm going to send out the GoFundMe link for our friend Crystal. Hopefully you can find it in your heart to support it. It's going to be, as Crowder talks about QC Kinetics, I am going to tweet it out.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb can be heard nationally afternoons on the Infinity Sports Network. And he joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City. And Gelby, we had a bit of an underwhelming NFL trade deadline day for the Dolphins yesterday. After they fired Chris Greer, I was expecting a significant sell-off by 4 p.m. yesterday. And the only player they ended up moving was Jalen Phillips a couple days earlier to Philly. And I understand if there were no offers, there's no offers. But were you surprised that a team like the Dolphins, who kind of, I thought, telegraphed, hey, we're going to make some changes, we're going to get rid of the general manager, and we need someone to be in charge of that. Are you surprised that they didn't have a big sell-off yesterday?
Yes and no. When they got rid of Chris Greer, I said it's either, well, we all knew that it was time for him to go. But in terms of why now, it's either they didn't want him to make those decisions or he wasn't comfortable in getting rid of a lot of those guys and making those decisions to trade off the assets without knowing what his job security was at. I did anticipate they would make more moves. I thought for sure Chubb would be gone. Phillips obviously gets traded. In terms of Waddle and Achane, I didn't know what to expect because those guys are still good young players. And unless if you would have got blown away with an offer, which you weren't getting for Devon Achane just because of the position, it would be more for Waddle. Unless if you were getting a Sauce Gardner type of offer, which the Colts giving up 2 first-round picks, which was an overpay, I did not anticipate that Waddle would end up getting dealt.
Solana actually was saying that too, where Waddle is a young, good receiver. Like what would a guy like that go for, do you think? Because they're not getting a 1 for Waddle. But would it be like a 2? Like, Because they were saying 1-1-1, we need a one for Waddle, and I think that was crazy of the Dolphins to approach it that way.
I agree with the Dolphins. If they weren't getting a one for Jalen Waddle, then I wouldn't have traded him. Like you're going to have Tua on this roster next year. Tua's going to be the starting quarterback, you would think, next year bare minimum, just because of the way the contract is structured. So what are we going to do, just throw Tua out there for the last year with nothing around him, and then whenever the next guy takes over, they won't have – a guy like Jalen Waddle? I think Jalen Waddle's an asset. I think he has potential to be a number one wide receiver in this league.
That's what I was going to ask you, Gel, but regarding Tua, because we're all just kind of exploring how the Dolphins can get out of his contract, and then there's this conversation about keeping Mike McDaniel. What's the point right now when you're trying to lose games? But clearly, the Dolphins didn't sell off all their players. They want to win. If Tua, what does he have to do to maybe garner some interest around the league to where they would trade for him? Obviously, the Dolphins would have to cover most of his money next season, but it would be a win-win, I think, if another team can get him at a discount and the Dolphins can get part of his contract off their books while looking ahead towards the future. Would there be any interest? Like, what does he have to do?
I understand that people are desperate to get quarterbacks, and there's a lot of dumb coordinators in this league that don't actually see what is happening in a situation. They go, I could fix that guy. With how public and how nationally the injuries have played out with Tua, I think it's going to be very tough. Even if he has a solid second half of the season, which I don't anticipate, I think it's going to be very tough because of how much money he's owed. Even if you do jump through some financial hula hoops and you kind of tie up the loose ends, I still believe it's going to be virtually impossible to trade to a Tagovailoa.
Is that the same thing? We kind of had this yesterday when we found out Zion Williamson. I'll get back to football, but I was just thinking, like, Zion, to me, there's still so much potential there, but he's out again with a hamstring injury. Would anybody take a flyer on Zion for any kind of price? Like, or would it have to be bargain basement?
I guess he would be easier to trade than Tua.
He's been less durable than Tua, to be quite honest. Tua's given you one full season more. Mm-hmm. Has he given you more than one? I mean, he wasn't the starter
this year.
But back to what I was saying, you also have to see who else is available. Like, don't get me wrong, Tua's been a better quarterback than Kyler Murray. And both of those guys have contracts. But if I am a general manager, who do I think is easier to fix right now? I think it's easier to fix Kyler Murray than Tua. And Kyler Murray hasn't always been healthy, but it's just where the injuries have occurred and the coverage of it, I think, is totally different. So that's another thing working against the Dolphins, is that Kyler is going to – who already got benched. He is going to be available, and I know he's hurt right now in the offseason, and I think there's a team more likely to go trade. Like, if you're the Raiders, let's just say, are you more likely to trade for Tua or Kyler Murray? I think they'd be more likely to trade for Kyler.
Wow. I think that would be a mistake, but I understand what you're saying. That probably would be the prevailing notion.
Well, let's be real. It's kind of like when you're a kid, you know, would you rather have the asparagus or the broccoli?
Right.
Ma,
there's
I
no
want
winners.
The effing donut.
Yeah,
shut up.
There's no winners in that hypothetical. What do you make about
unless
the Jets?
Unless if you said did? Avocado toast. If mom said avocado toast, even though I'm allergic to avocado, I know Hawk would
no
be slobbering.
No one's allergic
at it.
To avocado.
That's impossible.
That's impossible. What are you, who's allergic
guacamole.
To avocado?
Can't have guacamole because of avocado.
You like,
you're allergic?
You swell up?
Like, my stomach gets very tight, and how can I clean this up on the radio?
So it gives
it's either coming out one or two places. That's what I'll say to you.
So you don't have a tolerance.
No, like, I get sick.
No,
that emotion. I get sick.
You can't say you're allergic. No, you can't say you're allergic to something if all it does is just give you the squirts.
Okay.
Right. I don't think there's an avocado.
No, that's not what happens. Like, I end up on the floor in, like, the fetal position, in the feeble position.
I don't believe you.
I am. It's what I, okay. Invite me over to your house. Make me mushrooms and an avocado, and your beautiful fiance
is
going to have to clean up along with you my throw up and my diarrhea.
It says it is possible to have an allergy to avocado. Avocado allergy is a rare but serious condition that can cause a variety of symptoms, including oral reactions, itching, mm-hmm. swelling, burning in the mouth, throat, or tongue, gastrointestinal reactions, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain.
And here's the thing. I used to love when I was a kid, like chips and guac. I used to love, like, if my dad made cheesesteaks, put mushrooms on the cheesesteaks. And then for some reason, when I was in high school, those foods just didn't start to agree with me. And my mom is the same way. They don't agree with her either, and my sister. So I think that it runs in the family.
Tighten up, Gelb. I mean, it's enough. You're too old.
And by the way, if Len Weiner is listening right now, my dear, dear friend, I may need to get out of the city, and I may need a job on 560 WQAM, 104.3 FM.
I was going to say, if you want a job on the
run out of the city.
If you want a job on the AM, I think you can have it, but I don't know if they're paying. If you want to be on the FM, it's a whole different
story. What is that, Radio Libre?
No, it's still 560, but it's kind of just there. Although I saw someone at the gas station today recognize me, and he's like, "I still listen on the AM." I was like, "Good for you." There's something
it's on both the AM and the FM.
Something about the crackle of the AM. I love that. You're in New York. What did you make, and what are New Yorkers making of what the Jets did yesterday? They punted on everything. Kind of had the fire sale that I thought the Dolphins were going to have.
I thought you were going to talk about the election there for a second. I was like, "All right, I'm going to just close out the chat real quickly." I think everyone was shocked on Sauce Gardner. People thought there was a good chance Quinnen Williams was going to get traded. The fact that the Jets got two first-round picks for Sauce, who I've been saying this for a year and a half, Sauce Gardner is a good player, a fine player. He is not this great player that you saw the first two seasons. The last year and a half, he has been vastly overrated. Like, I remember in New York 2 years ago, I said, Pat Surtain is better than Sauce Gardner. Everyone looked at me and said I was crazy. And now they look at me and they say that I was absolutely right. So the Jets getting two first-round picks for Sauce is good. For Quinnen Williams, they're totally in a rebuild. He's a good player. So they get a first and a second. They now have five first-round picks in the next 2 years. So you could sit here and say, okay, the Jets, which they've been rebuilding my entire life, and like, all right, it's a good job by Darren Mooji because this team just absolutely stunk. They got something for their resources, and now they could fully invest in a rebuild. But ultimately, they got a hit on four of these five first-round picks. And I'll give you one mulligan, but the one mulligan it can't be is on the quarterback. And that's the interesting part to me. If they take a quarterback this year, it's either going to be Dante Moore, Ty Simpson, Fernando Mendoza. None of those names, we think, are highly coveted names. So do they take a quarterback this year, or do they wait for next year? But what did everyone tell us a year ago? Oh, wait for that 2026 NFL draft class. The quarterbacks are going to be unbelievable. And right now, they don't look like they're going to be unbelievable. So it's a crapshoot in the quarterback drafting business. But when Mooji makes the pick, he has to get it right. Because if he doesn't, then that will be the death of him in New York.
And Gelby, on the other side of that trade, though, so like you say, Sauce Gardner, I still think he's a very extremely good corner, Hall of Fame ability, I'll put it that way. He has all the tools in his toolbox. And then Quinnen Williams, did the Cowboys or the Colts get better with their additions? Because you obviously trade thinking that you're right on the edge of something.
Yeah, so the Colts are in better position for this year. And I look at that and I say, okay, that means they really believe in Daniel Jones as long as he doesn't get hurt. That's why they give up the next year first round pick. And Daniel Jones is going to be back. The question is he back on a franchise tag? Or is it one of those Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, 3 year deals for $100 million? I think Quinnen Williams is the better of the two players between him and Sauce Gardner, in my opinion. And if you're the Cowboys, if you factor it in with the trade for Micah Parsons, let me be clear, I'd still rather have Micah than the players I'm about to mention. But now they have Kenny Clark, they have Quinnen Williams, and then another first-round pick that they got back from the Micah Parsons trade. So if they hit on that first-round pick, and this is the thing for the Cowboys, their offense is good enough. I know it hasn't been great the last 2 weeks, but Dak, you know, regardless of what Draymond Green's about to say, calling him a bum, which I don't get. But Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. CeeDee Lamb's a great wide receiver. George Pickens, he'll be back. They'll find a way to get the deal done. They have enough on offense. Now it's how do you make a garbage defense just be serviceable? If the Cowboys in this offseason can get their defense to be serviceable, then they can make the postseason next year. So I still would have kept Micah Parsons, but I think between the two, I'd rather have Quinnen over Sauce, but you're going to see more of the return on Sauce in bigger leverage spots because of the fact the Colts will be in the playoffs and the Cowboys won't be.
Gelby, we're going to be out of time here, so I'm just going to ask you for your prediction on Sunday because I'm fascinated by this Dolphins-Bills game because the Dolphins, they had one good game this season against Atlanta. They had another win against the Jets, but I don't understand how you can somehow muster up something against Buffalo when the GM's been fired. I mean, the team, the front office has said we've given up on the season. Everyone was for sale. They got rid of Jalen Phillips. They didn't sell off anyone else, but everyone was for sale. Mike McDaniel seems like dead man walking. It's a disaster. How can the Dolphins stick with Buffalo? Dolphins are 9-point home dogs on Sunday. Would you take that 9?
I would lay the 9 with the Buffalo Bills because, like what you said, it was close the first time. They already had the rah-rah effort up against the Buffalo Bills. It seems like as long as the Bills have a pulse, even if it isn't pretty, they should be able to beat this team by 10 points. And if it was McDaniel that got fired, maybe there's an interim boost. With Chris Greer, the general manager, being out, I don't think there's an interim boost. The only way that this game is close is if Josh Allen just becomes a turnover machine and that offensive line gets abused by the Dolphins. But once again, the Dolphins just traded Jalen Phillips, so it's kind of tough for me to see this Dolphins defense really doing much damage up against the Buffalo Bills.
Zach Gelb from the WFAN studios in New York. We will talk to you next Wednesday. See you, Gelby.
No Heat Nuggets talk? Come on, Solana.
9.5-point dogs tonight, the Heat. They have a tough time in Denver.
I would have spent 30 minutes on the Heat versus Nuggets, Gelb. You know that.
Play Peppers! Play Peppers!
Probably not tonight. Probably no Peppers
I'm
tonight.
I'm sending my resume to Florida now. You know, I could be on the move, all
Len,
right?
Len.Weiner at Odyssey.com. All right, see you, Gelby.
Later, guys.
There you go.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.